Remember when movies announced themselves with elaborate opening credits? Names were once projected onto velvet curtains or books opened to reveal pages packed with stars and screenwriters. The opening credits of Alfred Hitchcock's best films were, by themselves, worth the price of admission. But when Avatar opened in December, there were no opening credits, not even a title before the action started. Bob Mondello says credit sequences are becoming a lost art.
Okay, I know it's efficient, but seriously, a helicopter shot of a film setting, is that the best directors can do these days? Hot desert sands for Prince of Persia, phallic New York skyscrapers for Sex and the City. When a picture does something a little different, even a picture as bad as The Backup Plan, it makes you think it's actually going to be clever. Backup Plan's about a woman desperate to get pregnant, remember? And starts with an animated Jennifer Lopez wandering through a city where everything reminds her of babies. Streetscapes made of building blocks, a traffic cop with a whistle morphing into an infant with a pacifier, establishes her mindset without dialogue. And when the dialogue started, you understood why that was smart. The idea here was a throwback to those openings from 1950s comedies where, say, Doris Day and Rock Hudson threw pillows at their own names to wipe them off the screen at the beginning of Pillow Talk.
Pillow Talk! Pillow Talk!
This was pure but artful mood setting, a few seconds to let the audience forget the struggle it had parking and give the movie a bit of a running start. In that respect, the most effective title sequence of this summer, one of the coolest in years, actually, is the one for the thriller Splice, about scientists who add human DNA to a creature they've created from random genetic material in a lab. In the opening seconds, sonograms of weird-looking creatures morph into the logos for Warner Brothers and its producing partners. And then you're plunged into a bath of bubbling amniotic fluid. Shapes materialize, nothing identifiable, just fleshy masses. Clotted plant cell structures form the name of actor Adrian Brody. Muscle fibers bulge out to spell the name of his co-star, Sarah Polley. The camera follows a fleshy tube that looks like an umbilical cord, where fish scales peel off to reveal other names, and finally, veins pulse and darken into the title, Splice. Then, as a heartbeat establishes itself, the camera spots a point of light in the cloudy fluid, and it widens, and through it come forceps and hands, and as you spot the lab coats and doctor's masks, you realize where you've been and where the story is going.
Okay, I can see him.
It's spectacular. The work of French title designer Kuki Wo in collaboration with the film's director, and it took a visual effects company 5 months to produce its 3 minutes, longer than it took to shoot the entire film that follows, which would seem crazy if it was just a list of names, but it's so much more, a wordless explanation of what Splice's scientists will be doing with their gene splicing. Who needs pages of exposition when it's already clear that adding human DNA to this veggie, fishy, fleshy thing is not going to be a good idea. Of course, not every picture should start with this kind of a bang. Woody Allen will get no argument from me in September when he begins You Will Meet a Tall, Dark Stranger, as he has almost everything he's done since 1975, with white lettering, Windsor condensed, on a black background. My response, I know from experience, will be Pavlovian. Sure, he's disappointed me, but I only have to see that typeface accompanied by a little jazz to start smiling. Titles can work wonders, but so can branding. I'm Bob Mondello.
When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.